This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program in Jaipur today to mark the completion of 1 year of the current government in Rajasthan. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees. He will also address a public meeting on the occasion. Chief Ministers of Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh and some union ministers will also be present in the function. The Rajya Sabha will today resume the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to respond to the debate in the Upper House today. The two-day special debate began in the Upper House yesterday. Initiating the discussion, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman paid tribute to the members of the Constituent Assembly with special recognition to its 15 women members. Ms. Sitharaman said, "It is time to reaffirm commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document." The minister also targeted the opposition on the issues of freedom of expression and protecting the constitution. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House Mallikarjun Kharge accused the government of undermining the constitution. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Recently, the government accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election in the country. Once the legislation becomes an act, it will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections like panchayats will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a three-line whip to all its Lok Sabha MPs to be present in the House today. President Draupadi Murmu will be reaching Hyderabad this evening on a five-day southern sojourn to Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The president will visit the Air Force Station Hakimpet this evening. She will reach the Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bolaram in Secunderabad by road. During her Andhra Pradesh visit, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri near Amravati in Guntur district. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality in the national capital has dropped to the severe category, with the air quality index exceeding the 418 mark as of 6 this morning. Following the sharp rise in the pollution level, the Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked the fourth phase of the Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP, in the Delhi NCR region. The Commission took the decision after reviewing the situation in its subcommittee meeting, called on an emergency basis last night. In Delhi NCR, all primary schools have been shifted to hybrid mode until further directions. The Directorate of Education under Delhi government has issued an order in this regard. The schools have been asked to conduct classes for up to 5th standard in online or offline mode wherever it is possible. In the French island territory of Mayotte on the Indian Ocean, hundreds are feared dead after Cyclone Chido wreaked a havoc, causing widespread devastation. While officials have confirmed 20 deaths, local authorities stated that the number of victims could be in hundreds or even thousands. Mayotte's prefect has warned that the final toll could reach close to 1,000 or even several thousand. The powerful Category 4 storm, with winds reaching 225 km per hour, struck the region on Saturday. It is believed to be the worst to hit the island in 90 years, with waves up to 8 meters high. The IMD has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions in the northern states, including Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Cold wave conditions in these regions is likely to continue for next 2 to 3 days. In the third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy, India were 180 for 6 in their first innings against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane when rain interrupted play. On day 4 this morning, the visitors started their innings at the overnight score of 51-4-4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.